This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, March 8. You have an anointing. Our reading comes from 1 John chapter 2. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. As for you, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, eternal life. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. Years ago, without my knowledge, I was given a counterfeit $20 bill. I didn't realize it until a clerk eyed me suspiciously while I was paying with cash for something. Because it wasn't the real thing, I had to prove my innocence. Thankfully, I wasn't charged with a crime. But for a short time, I felt caught between the forces of truth and lies. Two forces are at work in the world today. Truth is working by the Holy Spirit, and evil is working by the energy of Satan, the devil, the father of lies. We feel this tension in our lives every day. Sadly, many Christians have one foot in the world and one foot in the life of faith. The Bible calls this lukewarm belief. We are living in days that involve a crisis of faith. The spirit of the Antichrist is working in this world. It is vitally important to stand strong in the faith and to be able to recognize the lies and deceit of the evil one when they come our way. Having daily devotions and a consistent life of prayer is a beautiful way to carry out your anointing. This anointing, the Bible tells us, is given to us by God and remains in us. Take comfort in this truth. Satan cannot snatch us away from God's claim on our lives. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know the truth. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love and constant promises. We praise you that our anointing is real and sent by you alone. Keep us strong, we pray. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.